a little-known nonprofit group in the South Coast dedicated to preserving often overlooked parts of the region's history has come up with an unusual way to raise money and educate people at the same time. Get out your crayons, marking pens, or paintbrushes. The Santa Barbara Conservancy is introducing a special history-oriented coloring book made for adults.
I read an article in the Washington Post about the adult coloring book craze. I started to become aware of how many people are passionate about coloring books, but then I came to find that young people were also caught up in it. I started doing some research and checking with some stores around town, and I never would have noticed how many coloring books they would have had in stock in the past, but I was all of a sudden seeing that there were lots of them. And it seemed like there would be an interest in carrying a coloring book that featured Santa Barbara.
Steve House is a member of the board of directors of the Santa Barbara Conservancy. He says the nearly two-decade-old organization is dedicated to protecting things like historic buildings and neighborhoods.
It's to advocate for the recognition, preservation, and revitalization of historic, architectural, and cultural resources in Santa Barbara.
The organization was formed by those who work with historic buildings and spaces in the region.
It was founded by architect John Pittman. We work to increase public awareness of and participation in local preservation issues. Two of our members are on the Historic Landmarks Commission for the City of Santa Barbara. One is in the Allied Neighborhoods Association, the Santa Barbara Trust for Historic Preservation. There's two members that are also on that board. So we're very aware of issues that come up and try and keep on top of them and advocate for preservation.
How says some of the region's leading architects and designers help create the book?
I first was going to do it photographically and with software to convert it into line drawings, and that wasn't too successful, at least in the eyes of my coloring focus groups. I had a brainstorm and thought that maybe I could enlist local architects to do the illustrations, and they were very enthusiastic about that. So that was great fun getting those drawings back and seeing the great diversity of illustration styles and what they chose to illustrate.
So Coloring Santa Barbara tries to bring to life some of the South Coast's iconic scenes and events.
The courthouse, and of course there's the mission. Then there are also more landscape-like settings like Plaza Rubio across from the Mission, and there's the Hendry's Beach, Dog Beach scene. Architect Jeff Shelton did Fiesta Street scene and also a Solstice Street scene, which are more much more whimsical than most of the other drawings.
House says they're proud they've come up with something that's fun and educational, plus raises money for the nonprofit.
It works towards our mission of increasing awareness of historic preservation, and what a special gift we have in the beautiful backdrop of the mountains and the ocean, this beautiful architectural style of mostly Spanish colonial revival.
And House says the book is designed in a way you can even easily display the finished works.
They're printed on one side of the page only, and it's heavy paper stock, so it's suitable for colored pencils or felt markers or probably even watercolor. The page sizes are 12 by 12, but they're perforated 3 inches in, so you can easily remove the 9 by 12 inch drawing, and that goes in a standard frame.
But that might make the kids or grandkids jealous. You can always use a magnet to put them on the fridge, just like their school art projects. The Coloring Santa Barbara coloring book is available at gift shops at local museums like the Santa Barbara Historical Museum and the Santa Barbara Museum of Art. You can also find it in Santa Barbara area bookstores like Chaucer's. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.